Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to episode 5 of Advice from a Fuckboy. Yes, this is America's favorite fuckboy, Clint Cole. I just came up with that slogan. This is America's favorite fuckboy, even though I'm not a fuckboy. But, you know, I think that, you know, where we're going and where we're trending towards this podcast is doing great, man. So I feel like, you know, America, y'all love to hate me. You know what I'm saying? That includes men and that includes women. Real quick. First of all, it's just me today, y'all. So it's 11:03 Sunday night, p.m., Pacific time. I'm at my crib, and it's just me. Yeah, I'm talking tonight. No guests. Asia's not here. Shout out to Asia, aka at Chokes and Gags. On the last episode, you did a really, really phenomenal job. People loved you. They're like, yo, Clint, why don't you bring her back? We are going to bring her back very soon. I'm not going to have her at my house at 11:03 p.m. on a Sunday night because she has a guy and she could be fucking him. And you see what I'm doing at 11:03 on a Sunday night. I am by myself in my room. But then women be like, you know why you by yourself. You by yourself because you out here talking shit about girls. And I'm like, nah, that's not why I'm by myself. I'm by myself because I want to be. I want to be. No, I don't want to be. I want to. So, yeah, man, this is episode 5, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm drunk and I'm high. And I'm like, yo, I watched Amanda Seales special just now. Shout out to Amanda Seales. Congratulations on your HBO special. I am going to address a few things that you said about niggas and STS, which is, what is STS? Sexually transmitted stupidity. Women aren't the only ones who have sexually transmitted stupidity. But we'll get to that later. All right. So, it's just me, so I'm going to talk, and, I got a lot on my mind, and usually when somebody want to just talk, and they don't want to, they don't need no guest or nothing like that, a lot of times they just have a lot on their mind, and they just want to get this, some shit off, so here we go. Okay, the first thing I want to address is, okay, women, I just realized something over the past, like, month. I just realized something. Women have no fucking game. Yo, like, and then I know there's probably gonna be some girl listening to this like, I don't need no game. My titties is game. No. Your titties are not game, all right? You need to come correct when you come to me, all right? Fellas, see, this is the thing, right? So the thing is, women hate catcalling, and women hate when you be like, hey, yo, my, hey, yo, my, hey, yo, my. And women hate, you know, like, again, we go back to Amanda Seales' special. She broke down how West Indian men, he like, how you doing? And that's a horrible accent. But me think your ice cream, you want to lick your, all right. Anyway, with that being said, fellas, we got to start holding women accountable and making them, if you want to shoot your shot, if you want to shoot your shot, you better come correct, all right? Don't send me no DM saying hi. Don't do it. Don't send me a DM because I don't know what the fuck that means. Hi can mean a few things. Hi can mean hello, how are you? Hi can mean I'm bored and I just feel like sliding in your DMs. Or hi can mean I'm about to say some rude shit to you. So ladies, let's get better at saying okay. So the reason why I even came up with this topic is because, so for those of you women who think that because I'm such a mean guy when it comes to women and I'm a quote-unquote fuckboy, you think that women don't like me. You done lost your fucking mind, all right? Clint Coley is fine, all right? So I do get, no, all jokes aside, I do get women every once in a while who send me a DM and they're interested, right? But y'all say some of the dumbest shit, yo. Y'all say the dumbest shit. Like, I literally had a girl DM me, like, WYD. And I was like, I didn't even know how to answer that. She got left on scene. All right. Why don't women have any game? Why don't y'all have anything spontaneous to say? Like, you guys, see, you so see, you don't respect how hard it is to have some game. See, again, like on the last podcast that I talked about, you know, with me, you had to have some game. I had to walk up to a group. First of all, just even the courage to walk up to you is hard. Then after I walk up to you, then I can't say nothing stupid. I got to say something smart. You know, so that's why I said, yo, do you like to read? You know what I mean? Anyway, and then, you know, you had to get the number. And then after you got the number, you had to figure out what to say when you got the number. And it's a whole process. Women, you so used to guys shooting a shot that now you want to be the aggressor and you heard that shooting your shot works, which it does. But you got to have some fucking game. You gotta have some game, and you don't have it. Like, literally, you know what? I'm gonna go in my DMs right now. Women have no game. So after my show, I had a girl send me a DM, and she says, hold on, I'll tell you exactly what she says. So one of my jokes on stage, I talk about the story of how, like, my mom used to beat my ass because I was going around telling everybody suck it. And I haven't told that joke in a while, but, you know, I brought it out the bag in New Mexico, right? So I'm telling a joke, and this girl slides in my DM. So in the joke, I say, like, my mom says, you know, look, you know, I'm going to whoop your ass, all right? But I mean, I would whoop your ass, but normally ass whooping only lasts about an hour, maybe 2 hours. But if I really dig in your ass, it lasts, you know, if I really, you know, if I do punishment and embarrassment, it lasts you a lifetime. So here's what I'm going to do instead of whooping your ass. You're going to go upstairs, you're going to get ass. And like, my mom, literally, okay, I'm not even going to go into the joke. Let me just give you the meat and potatoes. Basically, my mom says, you like telling women to suck your penis. I'm going to take a picture of your penis, and I'm going to show all the little girls exactly what you got to suck, and which is nothing, right? So this woman slides in my DM and says, so was your mom right about your penis? Whoa, I'm a grown-ass man. I pay rent, all right? I'm a grown-ass man. I pay rent. I pay electric. I pay gas. I pay for the mics that I'm fucking talking on right now. Puh, puh, puh. I can spit it because I paid it. I paid for it. You know what I mean? Because I'm a grown-ass man. Just like women, you grown-ass women, you don't got time for WID text, and you don't got time for this, and you don't got time for that. Guess what I don't got time for? You asking me about my penis size. Because if you ain't trying to get this dick, why are you worried about this dick? Yes, that's a gem, fellas. Write this down and tell women that. If you ain't trying to get this dick, why are you worried about this dick? Why? Like, there's nothing worse than a woman who's worried about your dick and she not fucking you. Like, yo, like I hate... Oh, shit, I spilled water. My bad. I hate when women, you know, be asking me questions about who I'm dating and what I'm... Like, if you ain't trying to get this dick, why are you worried about it? Stop worried about this dick if you're not trying to worry about it. But let me go back to the point. You got to start having some better game, ladies. Y'all don't. I was going to say y'all stupid. I'm not stupid, but y'all just say some. You think y'all get dumb shit. We get dumb shit. You know? Okay, fellas. Okay. Let's take it a step further. Fellas, you on Bumble. Fellas, if you on Bumble, raise your hand. I mean, if you stupid enough to raise your hand while you listen to this podcast, don't raise your hand. But anyway, but seriously, fellas, if you know, we on Bumble, and on Bumble. So for those of y'all who are not who don't know what Bumble really is, so Bumble is basically a site where, you know, it's like Tinder, but women go first. Women got to make the first move. Women got to say, "Hey, boy, how you doing with your you know, like you got," and they have no fucking game. So. On my Bumble profile, I'll tell you exactly what it says. It says, yo, my name's Clint. I like Grand Marnier. I like spades. I like gummy bears and Twizzlers. I like 90s R&B. And I know the difference between there, and there. Now, if you're familiar with my comedy, you know where that comes from. With that being said, though, I have women slide in my DM and be like, so do you like boys to men? Like, why? Ladies, I'm about to listen. You know what I'm gonna do tonight? Instead of me sitting here telling you that you don't have any game, you know what I'm gonna do for you, ladies? I'm going to give you the guide from a fuckboy to having some game. Ladies, I'm going to give you game that works tonight. Now, listen, again, this is not for the women on this podcast who think they're too good to shoot their shot. If you think you're too good to shoot your shot, and you too good to have game, or you too pretty to have game, you part of the fucking problem. And turn this shit off, because this ain't for you. Because it's like, a lot of times I'll meet women who be like, man, what I need game for? What I need to talk to a man for? Like, why? I don't need that. Like, I don't, like, yo, studies show that 83% of women who have made the first move are with their man today, and they're married. 83%. And you, in the 17% that think you too cute, you were never too cute. You never too cute. Bad women be shooting their shots at me. No, they don't. But anyway, you're never too cute to shoot your shot. You're never too cute to shoot your shot. Oh, damn, that's fucked up what I just said. Now the women that shoot their shot be like, oh, I ain't bad. No. Because if you were, I'd have responded. Anyway, I'm joking. I'm sorry. That was definitely a dick move. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You are all beautiful in your own right. You're beautiful. You are kind. You are smart. Anyway, got it. Okay. So here's the thing. I want to teach you some game, ladies. All right. I'm going to teach you some game. And it goes beyond men not liking WID texts and blah, 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 blah.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies, three things that'll get to a man's heart without you even trying to have game. Step one, well, first thing, and I'm pretty sure most of y'all already know this. What do you want to eat? I'll cook. Oh, God. Oh, my God. And if you could really cook, too. Because a lot of y'all think, see, I live in L.A., man, and a lot of bitches be making, excuse my language, I'm sorry for calling y'all bitches, but this, I'm dealing with bitches in this sense. A lot of bitches be making tacos and fucking an avocado toast. I don't want no fucking avocado toast. I don't want no, that's not what I mean by cooking. Like, I had a girl I'm talking to tell me she making black-eyed peas with neck bones in them. Now, I don't even like black-eyed peas, but I like neck bones. I like the fact that you took the time to marinate neck bones in the black-eyed peas because you love my fine ass. See, that's what I mean. You ain't got to love me, but you cooking with love. Avocado toast is not cooking with love. You know? Avocado toast is not cooking with love. Who, anybody can get you a burnt piece of fucking toast and then some goddamn, and spread some goddamn avocado on it and put some, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. I want good food. I want soul food. I want comfort food. You know what my favorite food is? I like fettuccine alfredo. I like mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah. You know what my yeah. So if you ask me, like, you know, if you want to shoot your shot, you want to successfully shoot your shot and not come off like you bullshit. Literally just say, "Yo, look, I'll make you something." And you don't even got to invite him into your house, ladies. Make the shit, right? Tell them you'll make the shit. Put them in like a Tupperware bowl. Meal prep for me, but meal prep unhealthy shit. I don't want broccoli. That's the first way to a man's heart. I'm hard right now thinking about that. I know that was too much information for y'all, and I'm sorry that I had to disclose that that I'm hard. I'm sorry. Anyway, the second thing you could say in my DMs or in my DMs or in my Bumble box. Here's what you can say. This is the second thing. That's it's and every guy will respond positively to this. You slide in and tell a joke. Tell a good joke. I had a girl tell me she's moving into my DMs and sent me a fucking gif of some niggas sitting down on a couch. It was corny, but it was funny. I laughed. Ha ha ha. He he he. And now I'm in my phone and then people looking at me like, oh, what's so funny? And what you said really wasn't that funny, but it was the fact that you took some effort and you took some time to think about what you were going to say. You know what I'm saying? Corny wins. I know. Trust me. I'm corny. Corny wins, ladies. Like, you think y'all really under this impression that we like Instagram models? We tap like on that. We love y'all. Think about that. You think that we like Instagram models and you think we like women with fake asses, fake lashes, fake titties, fake feet, fake, because I dated a woman with fake feet, man, and I was really disappointed when I went to go suck her toe and her toe came off. I'm not making this shit up. It was like she didn't have a big toe and she had like a fake cap on the toe and I went to suck it and it was plastic. Like, it was like, and then it across the room. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So I was really upset about that, man, because y'all know I like feet, man. And that's another story for another time. Y'all know I like feet, but yeah, I had a woman with a fake toe. And that was a very, very, very unpleasant experience, if I do say so myself, you know. So anyway, but yeah, man, like y'all think we like fake titties, fake asses, fake this, fake that. No, we like that. It's good to look at if it looks good, but we love natural hair. We love smelling the shea butter. That's because I only date black women. I'm just throwing that out there right now. Any white women that listen to this podcast, I'm sorry. Don't hate me. I'm going to marry a black woman. My mom said, if I can't share a comb, don't bring it home. And I've abided by that. So, I like my women to smell like shea butter. I like my women to smell like tea tree oil. Yeah, we love that shit, yo. And everybody think hoes is winning. No, y'all winning. We love y'all. The problem is that y'all selecting the wrong ones. That's the problem. Including myself. Like, you select, like women. I always talk. You know what? I'm gonna be transparent for a second. So my ex-girlfriend, I'm not going to say her name, but she said, Clint, you always talk like you never had a good woman in your life. You always talk like some woman hurt you. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be honest, y'all. I'm going to be transparent. A woman did hurt me. It wasn't who you think it is, though. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I walk around with a chip on my shoulder when it comes to women is because I have mommy issues. Yeah, I do. Now, don't get me wrong. Me and my mom, we're great today. It took a lot of counseling, took a lot of therapy, took a lot of me understanding, like, you know what I'm saying? But when I was growing up, my mom loved me with, she would say, I love you, son. I took you to Disney World. And I'm like, lady, dad, what the fuck that mean? That don't mean you love me, like, because you took me. I don't give a shit about that. You know what I'm saying? My mom didn't really hug me. My mom wasn't too affectionate when I was growing up. My sister's not affectionate either. Like, we're not an affectionate family. Me and my sister, like, if we hug, my sister's like, ew, Clint, get off me. Like, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, though, a lot of women dated me and I had mommy issues. And a lot of people think that I have that I hate women, and I don't hate women. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, my mom plays a big part in how I treat women. And I'm not saying my mom was a horrible woman. Please don't think that. Like, my mom is a great woman. Anybody who's met with Miss Juanita is awesome. But a lot of times women say, Clint, who hurt you? It really wasn't. It was one girl who legit hurt me. But the main woman who hurt me was my mother. Bottom line. That's a moment of transparency, y'all. Just want to throw that out there. With that being said, so my ex is, Clint, you don't talk like you ever had a good woman. And I'm like, you know what? You are the best thing that's ever happened to me up to this point. And I'm a shock. I'm going to tell you. All right? Yes, she was the best thing to ever happen to me. She was the best thing to happen to Clint Coley. But she got on my nerves too. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, I don't even know how I even got to this point talking about my mommy issues and shit. But all jokes aside, I guess the whole thing. So the reason why I brought her up is because she smelled like tea tree oil. She was natural. She don't have the biggest ass. She ain't got the biggest breast. She got a heart of gold. She has a beautiful smile. That's all I cared about. She has a heart of gold, and she has a smile. And she was my best friend. my best motherfucking friend. We laughed together. We listened to hip hop together. She was literally, I was Dre and she was fucking Sydney Shaw in Brown Sugar. That was us. And y'all like, well, why didn't it work out? Because, nigga, I'm a guy. I fucked up numerous times. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, I want you to know this too. Guys don't get anything right on the first try. We never get anything right on the second try. Listen, ladies, if you got a boyfriend right now, how many times is this nigga fucked up? But I never, like, I mean, honestly, unless you're cheating or you're doing something that you can't trust the person anymore, things like that, these are things that's unforgivable. For me, it was just, for us, it was just a whole lot of fuck-ups, you know what I'm saying? On her part and mine, so. But back to what I'm saying. The whole point is, ladies, I love black women. We love y'all natural hair, incense-smelling asses. We love y'all. We love y'all. Stop thinking that we you know, that shit ain't it. That's for sure it. I'm here for y'all. You damn right. We ain't with the fake shit. So that's why if you shoot your shot, ladies, man, we appreciate a good joke. We appreciate a good joke. You wanna why? Because it means that you show effort. It shows vulnerability. You're not afraid to say, you know what, man, I'm gonna go out on a limb, Tina Marie, and I'm gonna go out on a limb. And I'm going to say something, and he may think it's corny. But you know what? Fuck it. Ain't no shame in that. We fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? And then the third thing, here's the third way to shoot your shot. The third way to shoot your shot. This is very important, ladies. This is very important. Ask what the dick do. Ask what that dick do. Shout out to Precious Hall. Ask that. What does it do? And I'll tell you, you know, for us wholesome black men out here, it don't do nothing unless, because I'm saved. I'm joking. But like, yeah, ask that. Shit, get straight to the point. What the dick do? What does it do? Does it jump? Does it hump? Is it light? Is it dark? Is it small? Is it big?
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Does it meow or does it bark? I just... Oh, shit, I just broke a glass. I just broke a glass in my house on my podcast. This isn't going too well right now, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all thoroughly entertained. You know what? Do you know how hard it is to talk to yourself for a fucking half hour or hour, however long this shit is about to be? We are at 20 minutes. And if y'all still listening, that means that I'm very entertaining, you know, because I have no audience in here. You can hear the echo in this. Yo, speaking of echo, true story, y'all. I never forget this girl one time. Remember the party line, the loop? Who remembers being on the loop? If you remember being on the loop, DM me right now. Be like, Clint, I was on the loop. So I remember I was on the loop. It was a party line when we were like 13 years old. It was a party line, and we all was on the phone. And I remember, like, you would, like, talk to strangers. You would just talk to strangers. And this girl gets on the phone with me. She's like, I was like, yo, hey, what's up? And it was an echo in the background like you hear it now. And she was like, you sound like you ain't got no furniture yet. She said, you sound like you ain't got no furniture. She asked me if I was poor. No, I wasn't poor, but, you know, I thought it was funny. Okay. Here's another thing, women, when it comes to shooting your shot. All right. And I'm going to, this is not like in the three rules. This is just in general. Start giving each other compliments. I mean, and giving men compliments. Like, I watched the Amanda Seales special, and she was talking about how, like, women give each other compliments. Yes, girl. Oh, my God. I see you, polka dots. Like, okay. Like, if I saw another dude, and I like, you would think a man is gay if he gives his whole boys more compliments than he gets gives his girl. You'll give your girlfriend way more compliments than you would your boyfriend. That's got to stop. Let's stop this. Ladies, you know what I want you to do? I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge every woman out here who's listening to episode 5 on this podcast. If you're listening in the morning or night, I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to give a man a compliment. I want you to at somebody right now, at him, and give him a compliment. Just be like, yo, you got nice fuck. You got a nice beard. Yo, you got a nice nose. Give a man a compliment. See, y'all think we don't want compliments. We love that shit. And I'm not saying, you don't got to say nothing to get us, you know, to because you know what women say? You know what y'all say or why y'all don't give us compliments? Because I don't want it going to your head and shit. Well, where else where the fucking compliment going to go? Where else is it going to go? Tell me, fellas, am I right or wrong? Where is the compliment going to go? It sure ain't going to go to my chest. You hear me? It's going to go to my, yeah, if you give me a compliment, yeah, I'm going to start feeling myself. Like, if I get a haircut, and you be like, yo, that haircut is really nice, Clint. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Thanks. Ladies, give a man a compliment. Compliments go a long way. A lot of y'all out here, y'all think y'all too cute to give compliments. Y'all think y'all too cute to give compliments. Why y'all not giving compliments? Like, what's wrong with saying he got it? Yo, he, you know what I mean? What's wrong with that? See, like, women think giving me a compliment is, oh, you lost so much weight. Yo, that's not a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a, that doesn't make me feel better when I go to sleep at night. Like, oh, shit, I lost a lot of weight. You know what I mean? Like, women, I want you to start giving men legit, from the heart, genuine compliments. Just watch how far that takes you. Do you know how my day would just change if a woman just texts me a compliment early in the morning? Like, yo, Clint, you're so articulate. Clint, you so witty. Clint, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that you need to stroke our egos. Please don't think that. It's just saying every once, like, we don't get compliments, man. It's either we ugly or we cute or whatever. You cute or whatever is not a compliment. That's not a compliment. You know what that is? That's a backhanded compliment. It's like, you cute, but I don't want to tell you cute. So whatever. Fuck you. Women, Chris Rock said this joke years ago. He says women need three things. Women need food, water, and compliments. I'm not saying men need compliments. See, like, I have a theory on compliments with men too. Hold on real quick. Let me take a sip of my drink. Ooh. So listen, the theory is for me with women, with men and compliments. Okay. So Mother's Day is one of the most celebrated holidays. It is the biggest hallmark day in America. All right, I think it is between that and Valentine's Day. But Valentine's, oh, and we can even talk about Valentine's Day. Like, Valentine's Day is a compliment to your lady. It's you saying, yo, my lady is dope, my lady is this. I'm gonna show her on this day that I'm appreciative.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Of you, and you so fine. You know how y'all treat Father's Day? You know, but real men don't give a shit about Father's Day. I've never heard a grown-ass man, be like, man, they ain't celebrate me on Father's Day. Because you know why? Because men just do shit we supposed to do. You're supposed to take care of your kids. You're supposed to take care of your wife. You're supposed to take. You're supposed to do that. You don't have to give me no compliment for that. You know, like my dad. Every year, I remember my dad asked me one year for Father's Day. My dad said, "Clint," he says, "Yo, was I a good father?" And I was like, "Man, Dad, you the man." Like I'm gonna tell anybody that know me, know, man. Herm is the GOAT. In the pecking order of men who walk this earth, it's Jesus Christ, and then Herman Coley, and then D.L. Hughley, and then Gary Monroe. And I mean, D.L. and Gary interchange, you know, because D.L. be getting on my nerves. Anyway, but like my dad is, you can't tell me, but like he doesn't need it. My dad don't need a compliment. You know, my dad gets satisfaction knowing like, you know, that a piece of him is walking around for the rest of his, will walk around forever through me, you know. And my thing is, so men, we're so macho, like, we don't need compliments. But yo, fellas, how, really a legit compliment will boost the fuck out of your day? Like, yo, if I, like even tomorrow, like, if a woman hears this, and I wake up tomorrow morning at, like, 7 a.m. I got to wake up early because I'm doing, actually, another podcast. Fuck out of here, Alyssa. Anyway, so I'm waiting, but like, when you hear it, and then you're like, you know, you give me a compliment, I'm like, oh, shit, thank you. Like, a legit, like, oh, a prime example. So Danette, yeah, I'm gonna say your name. So she texts me the other morning. I think it was last Monday. Danette texts me and she's like, "You know, I'm really proud of you, Clint. I see how hard you work. I see how, you know, I'm really proud of you. And you're one of the most hardest working people I know, and you deserve everything you get." And I woke up, I said, "Yo, that's nice. Thank you. That made my day." She didn't have to do that. I didn't ask for the compliment, you know? And women, you so used to getting compliments, sometimes you don't even know if a compliment is really a compliment. I get that. Like, a lot of times, women, y'all get, you know, niggas make compliments weird for women. It doesn't feel genuine. Like, guys, let's stop with the good morning, beautiful texts, all right? That's getting played out. Good morning, beautiful, it don't work no more, bro. It don't work. Stop it. Don't ever, like, ladies, if you get a good morning, beautiful text, please send it to me so I can text him and tell him, stop fucking doing this shit. Good morning, beautiful is not a compliment. Because it's in your copy and paste. You're sending it and you're BCCing other bitches. You know what I mean? And that's, by the way, is single men doing that? No, because you know, men who are married or you know, they're not doing that because black men don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I think that you know, compliments go a long way, ladies. And I want you to start complimenting fellas. That's all. Just send a compliment. Hey, you know, I think you're cute, you know? Hey, that's a nice shirt you're wearing today in your picture. Hey, you know, that's it. That's all we ask. That's all I ask, you know? And I'm going to get to the next part, too. Okay, so this coincides with women shooting a shot, but not really shooting your shot, but it's just like women being the aggressor, all right? I like women being the aggressor. I'm not saying that you should always be the aggressor. A man should always be a man. He should pursue you. It's just nothing wrong with making the first move, but ladies always know he should be pursuing you. He should be asking you on dates. He should be taking you. He should be paying. Yes, I agree with all that. Yes. Yes. If it's a date, because you know if it ain't a date, you know what we ain't doing, fellas, right? Cool. You know, so make him make plans. Listen, y'all think I'm not for the shit. I'm for it. I'm just not for the fuck shit y'all be doing. Like, here we go. Ladies, so let's talk about initiating sex. Women, initiate sex. I'm tired of going to bed and, like, playing the whole rubbing my penis up against your butt game. I'm tired of that shit. All right? You know, I'm tired of it being a game time decision on whether I'm fucking or not. I want you to have it in your mind at 2 o'clock as you're listening. If you are fucking me right now, I'm playing, y'all. No, fuck it. I'm saying, if you fucking me right now, if you fucking me and you listen to this podcast, right? If you fucking me and you listen to this podcast right now, right? I hope the sound of my voice is making you wet. And what I want you to do is, then you have it in your mind, I'm a fuck Clint. And I want you to do this. I want you to grab my penis and say, give me this shit and take it. Fellas, we like being, every once in a while, like me, I like being a little spoon. I enjoy being a little spoon. There's nothing like being nestled up under your sweetie. What you got to do is, though, you got to grab the dick while you know. Fellas, there's nothing better than when your woman says, yo, I want to fuck you tonight. I want to suck you. See, that's the problem, ladies. You done got lazy. Let me ask you a question. Women, if you're in a relationship, if you're listening to me, and you're in a relationship, right? And you've been with your man for, let's say, a year or two. Are you still texting him, I wanna lick your balls tonight? Do you do that? Do you try that? See, what y'all think is, like, women always say, you know, it's not about getting me, it's about keeping me. And you know how you keep a woman, fellas? I don't know. I haven't kept one, you know, yet, but you get what I'm saying. You know, but here's what I've heard. How you keep a woman is two things. Number one, you got to keep the romance up. You got to keep doing the romance. The shit you did to get her is the shit you do to keep her. You know, if you were planning dates in the first month, you should be planning dates in the 30th year. If you were telling her how fine she was in the first month, you need to be telling her how fine she is in 20 years. You need to be consistent, fellas. You need to be consistent, fellas. We gotta be consistent out here. 2019, fellas, we gotta be consistent. That's all women ask for. But with that being said, ladies, what are you doing to keep me? See? Like, you women out here listening to all these other podcasts, you listen to all these other women saying, like, oh, he should be doing this to keep. But what are you doing to keep us? Fellas, are you hearing me? Come on, fellas, clap with me, man. Come on, fellas. Fellas, you with me? Ladies, what are you doing to keep us? Because when we first, in the first month, you know, you was planning dates. In the first month, you was giving me compliments. In the first month, you would answer the phone at 1:30 in the morning. I'd be like, you sleep? You're like, hello? No, I'm not asleep. And you would have a whole 2-hour conversation with us because you wanted to talk to us. And now, here we are, 7 months later, you a whole new person. Now you too busy. Now you tired. Now you can skip a day from sex. Fuck you mean? Like, skipping sex is like skipping leg day at the gym. Don't fucking skip me, all right? I'm leg day, bitch. The fact that I'm saying this dumb shit and I'm laughing at myself, man, it's crazy. But yeah, man, like, yo, like, ladies, y'all, what do y'all do to keep us? What do you do to keep men? Don't tell me you cook and don't tell me you clean. I don't want to hear that shit. I can cook. And my house is spotless. You ain't even got to fuck me to keep me. That's the crazy thing. Just the way, the same romance you want, we want. Bro, fellas, man, I like being the little spoon. My name's Clint, and I'll admit that shit. I like being the little spoon. I like being, you know, and I just said that, but I like being a little spoon. And I like, yeah, you know, if I was the little spoon in the first month, I need to be the little spoon in the 8th month. But ladies, y'all got to keep it consistent too, you know? Like, I remember in one of my relationships, man, we used to have sex like every chance we could. Then we moved in together. We was having sex like once every 3 weeks. Now, go ahead, there's going to be some women on here. Oh, that's because your dick was trash and blah, 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 blah. Okay. If that's the case, then communicate that. Yeah, it's a tough conversation. And yeah, a lot of guys, you know, male fragility is real. And we don't want to hear that. But how else are we going to, because if you don't want to fuck me, I'm going to assume either A, you fucking somebody else, or B, you're not attracted to me no more. Bottom line. Which entails somebody's going to cheat. And that's what white men do. But no, seriously, like, what are y'all doing? What are you doing to keep a guy? Start initiating sex more, ladies. As a matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you today. You got a man? You with him? Or there's a guy that's in your life? Fuck him tonight. Initiate it. Send him a text. Literally. Send him a text. Here's what I want you to do. Send him a text and say, yo, we fucking tonight or not?
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say.
Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And see what his response is and send it to me at Clint Coley, C-L-I-N-T-C-O-L-E-Y on Instagram. Send it to me. I want to know. Send the man you dealing with, you know, what you want to do. And do that shit. You know, but y'all gotta stop, man. Y'all gotta start initiating shit, man. And you know what, ladies, and here's another thing. So here's what I'm gonna switch gears and talk about this. Stop blaming men for the shit. Stop blaming men for everything. Like I'm really getting sick and tired. We're in this day and age where it's like, yo, like we're perpetuating we're perpetuating that niggas is trash. Niggas is trash. It's fun to say that. Niggas is trash. Niggas is trash. You ever thought maybe you trash? You ever thought that? Have you ever thought it? Okay, I'm gonna give y'all a trash moment. Story time. So, I was dating this girl, right? Trash. And so, this to me, this is trash. Y'all may not think so, but whatever. So, I'm dating this girl, and then all of a sudden, she ghosts me. Now, ghosting people is trash. Would you agree with that, ladies? If a man ghosts you, he's trash, right? No, don't sit there and be like, no, Clint is different. No, if a man ghosts you, he's trash. Okay. She ghosts me, right? Now, we're still following each other on Instagram, and she's watching every story of mine. I see her stories. And you know what I see on her story one day? She's at fucking Dorney Park. That's a park in Pennsylvania. She's at Dorney Park. You know what she's not doing? She's not posting the nigga who she's at Dorney Park with. She slipped up. She slipped up. She put the video on her story, and then she was like, hi, and called somebody babe. I know damn well you ain't calling your homegirls babe. And then, like my homegirl Crystal said, they went to Dorney Park. Let's go be kids. There's nothing more romantic than being kids with somebody. That's romantic as fuck. So they're at Dorney Park being kids together. So long story short, so she has a boyfriend now. All right. So I didn't even say nothing. I didn't care that she had a boyfriend. Didn't bother me. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. 7 months later, she sends me a text message. She says, hey, Clint. I say, what's up? She says, can I get your advice on something? Sure. Yeah, so this guy I was dealing with, blah, 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 blah. He cheated, blah, 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 blah. So she's asking me for relationship advice about the guy that she ghosted me for. Now, ladies, let's put the shoe on the other fucking foot for a minute. See, this is all I ask for is accountability from you women. That's all I want. I want accountability. I want y'all to say, you know what, Clint? That's fucked up. Or don't make and stop making excuses for why y'all do fucked up shit. So here we go. Now, the fact that she got a boyfriend doesn't bother me. The fact that she ghosted me, that's corny, but I can get over that too. The fact that she had the audacity, all right? She had the balls. She had the nerve. The unmitigated gall to sit there and ask me for relationship advice about her and another guy. What kind of bullshit is that, yo? What kind of bullshit is that? So she's asking me for relationship advice about another guy. And I'm not jealous because I don't want her at this point. But let's put the shoe on the other foot, ladies. Let's say you're dating Clint. All right. You think things are going well. We had sex. You like me. I like you. Or you think I like you. And then I ghost you. And then 6 months later, I send you a text. Hey, Courtney. Hi, Clint. I said, Courtney, I got a question for you, man. Can I get some advice? I haven't heard from you. How y'all go, especially black women, girls, they're going to, y'all literally going to, you're going to take a picture of that text message and you're going to send it to a group chat of a whole bunch of your friends. And you know what you're going to say? What should I tell this stupid ass nigga? Right? Yeah, I know I'm right. So then, so then I say, yo, I need some advice about, then when you read the fact that I need advice about another woman, what? Yeah, that's what happened. And you would call me a fuckboy. You would call me a fuckboy, right? Tell me that's not fuck girl behavior. I'll wait. That's fuck girl behavior. Would you agree? Like, come on. Like, let's call a spade a spade. See, we're not calling spades spades. Y'all calling diamonds and shit. That was a whack. Fuck it. That was whack as fuck. But you get what I'm saying, though. You get what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem. So again, I get back to my point is that, yo, like, why, instead of you taking ownership and responsibility for the shit. So she's mad at me now because I don't have anything. I don't talk to her. She's like, Clint, you know, blah. She tried to make some excuse and blah. I'm like, yo, like, that just wasn't cool. And you would really, you talk about how bad, she bashes men all the time. She talks about how bad men are. And I'm like, you, yeah. You part of the problem. She is definitely part of the problem. Ladies, I want you to start owning up to your shit, yo. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, it ain't him all the time. I know I'm crazy. And that's okay. That's okay. We like crazy. You know how many crazy women I dated? You really know how many crazy, deranged women I've dated? The crazier, the better. Like, I like women who be like, who the fuck you texting? I mean, it's annoying, but you be like, she stuck. I like women who be like, yeah. Like we gotta talk. And then when we talk, it ain't really shit. I like that shit. But just own it. Own it. And you know what else? I'm gonna go a step further. When men, or if we tell you something about yourself, that don't mean, like, you'll say, I'll be like, yeah, man, girl, I like you, but I think I'd rather, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, if you don't like that, you need to accept me, flaws and alls. And you know what? You don't deserve anybody like me. You should be dating somebody who's going to make you feel, what? Why don't you just change and just do right? That's all I'm saying, you know? Fellas, women don't apologize. Yeah, I said it. Women don't apologize. Fellas, am I Ryan? When's the last time, ladies, when's the last time? So we talk about y'all not giving compliments. Y'all don't initiate. So do y'all don't apologize. And I don't mean, ladies, apologizing for my feelings is not an apology. That's not an apology. Women don't genuinely apologize. You know what they say? Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Or I'm sorry you made me mad. What? Why you ain't apologizing? How are we going to go forward? And you know why women don't apologize? Because women are never wrong. You're never wrong. How many, like, yo, like, mom, listen, and again, goes back to my mom, mommy issues. You know what I'm saying? And I'm being transparent about this on this podcast because I feel like you guys don't like this podcast. Not because, y'all don't like this podcast for shits and giggles and jokes. Y'all like the podcast because I'm honest about shit. I'm honest. And I have no problem admitting where I'm fucked up at. So the reason why I say women don't apologize, my mom don't apologize. I've never heard my mom say, Clint, you know, like, I'll give you a prime example. Let me tell you, this happened recently. November, when I went home for, I didn't go home for Thanksgiving, didn't go home for Christmas. I was home between the last week of December, October and the first week of November because we had a show in Virginia Beach. And then after the show in Virginia Beach, we went to New York. So I was like, you know, I'll just stay in Philly for a few days. No big deal. So I'm downstairs. So normally when I go to my mom's house, I sleep in the basement. Reason why I sleep in the basement is because, like, you know, my mom and Mr. Freddy's upstairs. Whatever they doing, I don't need to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm downstairs. And so my mom has a Philadelphia Eagles blanket. So I leave Philly and I go to New York to do my show. And one of the days I'm there, my mom calls me like four times in a row. She calls me four times in a row. And I said, "Mom, what's up? I'm working. What's up?" She's like, "Did you take my Philadelphia Eagles blanket?" And I was like, "Nah." She's like, "Well, you were the only one downstairs, and I'm looking for it, and it ain't there." I said, "Mom, I don't know what to tell you." You know, she was like, "See, this is why I don't let you come to my fucking house, because you always fucking stealing. You a fucking thief." And I'm like, "What?" And mind you, I'm about to go on stage, by the way. I'm like, "What?" I was like, "All right, Mom, now, this is where this is why our relationship was toxic. At one point, my mom would cuss me out like that, and then I would be like, well, let me tell you something," like, you know what I'm saying? But no more, I'd just be like, "Mom, you right, all right, whatever. I stole it. I didn't steal it, but I'll let her be right." Ladies, men do this in arguments a lot of times too. Pay attention. We say you right, but you really ain't right. But we will live to fight another day. 10 minutes later, my mom calls me. She calls me again. I get off stage. I return the call. I said, "Yes, Mom." She says, "I just want to let you know I found the blanket." I said, "Okay." I'm waiting for the apology. Like, it's like, because my mom has never apologized in life. So I'm ready. I'm like, "Oh, my mom about to apologize. Like, I'm recording this shit." I'm like, DL, D. "Hey, D, Gary, yo, look, my mom about to apologize." And my mom's like, "Yeah, next time I had a blanket where I can find it." I wish y'all could see the look on my face on this podcast. I literally was like, "No, she didn't apologize. She said I should make sure she can find it. When I didn't even touch the blanket in the fucking first place. It was where she put it. And somehow she ain't wrong." Now, y'all looking like, "Yo, that's fucked up." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's my mom." So now let's put it on a different scale with women. Y'all will do something, and somehow it's the man's fault because we're the leaders and blah, 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 blah. Fellas, we ain't accepting that shit no more. If your woman don't apologize to you, you tell her, "Hey, you don't want to apologize? That's fine, baby. Your friend will." But literally, start apologizing when you're wrong. There's nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Like, we first of all, whoever apologizes has the power. You know what I'm saying? My boy T. Reeve said that. I really don't even really know what that means, but that's neither here nor there. So yeah, man, women don't apologize, but I want y'all to start. And men, I want us to let's stop doing things where we gotta apologize. You know what I'm saying? But ladies, stop acting like you ain't do nothing wrong. You part of the problem too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was today's episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is kind of like a bonus episode. I'm going to tell you why. So we've put out 4 episodes and we've hit I think over 5,000 downloads in like a week and a half. Y'all, thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys, y'all are making this podcast what it is. We stay in the charts and I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it for real. And I'm going to leave with this. So today, it's Sunday right now, but it'll be Monday when you're listening. But on Sunday, on the 27th, I posted a picture of me with my sign. And it says, "I ain't shit without black women." And somehow, some way, the feminists got into my comments and they was like, "Clint, this is passive aggressive and, you know, blah, 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 blah." And I'm just like, "Okay, y'all taking this the wrong way." I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I was really upset about that. But now I'm realizing that I'm going to get better with this. I don't give a fuck what you think anymore. If you don't like what I'm saying on this podcast, if you don't like what I say on the internet, turn me the fuck off. If you don't like me, turn me the fuck off. Stop telling me what I should do with my content. Stop telling me what I should do on Instagram. Stop telling me what I should talk about on my... I do whatever I want to do. All right? That's for anybody. Also, today is January 28th, 2019. I'm sorry. Happy birthday to Danielle. Danielle, I don't know how she is now, but she was my first. Happy birthday to my first. she now just recently had a baby and she's married with two kids now. And I had a master plan for her and I, and it didn't work. But yeah, happy birthday to the first girl that let that opened up the can of fuckboy. All right, man. Thank y'all for listening, man. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, at Clint Coley, C-L-I-N-T-C-O-L-E-Y. Oh, also, too, man, I need theme music. I know all these rapid-ass motherfuckers, and I ain't got no theme music. I need some theme music. If you a producer, you a rapper, let me get some theme music, all right? And I'll put it at the beginning and the end of my podcast, all right? I need some theme music. Advice from a fuckboy, we need some theme music. All right, I'm out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.